720 WGN. Beautiful day in the city of Chicago. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. I think there's a moment in our lives where we all say, I'm never going to be like my parents. And then you have children and you find yourself uttering something that your parents used to say and you think, how did that happen? And then you make a commitment never to make the mistakes that they've made. And then you do. It seems inevitable. That's why I love the article that I read from Stephen Petro. He is a Washington Post columnist. Thanks for joining us, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm well, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me as a guest.
You had that moment. You actually took notes. You made a list of all the things you thought your parents did wrong that you will never, ever do.
You know, this started about 15 years ago, and they were in their 70s, and I was in my, I just turned 50, and I saw them just doing all of these, what I wound up calling stupid things. My mother did not pick up the throw rugs, and my father would fall over them. She did not stop driving. She almost hit people. So, yeah, I started to keep a list because I wanted to do better, to age with a little bit more grace. And that turned into a best-selling book, Stupid Things I Won't Do When I Get Old, which was published 3 years ago. And, you know, I was a little bit aware at that point that it's harder than I thought. But since the book has been published, and now I'm in my mid-60s, you know, I'm encountering many of the same issues that my parents did, and especially my dad, who was a very stubborn person. And you know what, Lisa? I'm a very stubborn person, it turns out, too.
Isn't that something? It just gets passed from generation to generation. But your family has a history of dying from falls or fall-related issues. It started with your grandpa, right?
Yes, my father's father, that grandpa, he, you know, I was a teenager. I remember he fell. He broke his hip. You know, everybody always talks about you don't want to break your hip because that's like the first last step to the end game. And then he passed away. And you know, my father and I, our whole family knew that story. And then, you know, my father, he was a professor at NYU. He was, you know, he was a very rational, smart man. I guess it was denial or it was genetics. I'm really not sure which, but he was very hesitant to use any of the aids that might have helped him to prevent from falling. So as I wrote in the piece, when he finally needed a walker, it was too late. He needed the next step. And he kept falling and falling and finally he fell and he passed from it within a week or so. So, you know, we do become like our parents, but the point of what I wrote was if we can become a little bit more aware of what we're doing and the ramifications, I think that we can do better. And generally we can, but it's not quite as easy as I thought.
Right. And when we're younger, we all believe that somehow we won't be as vain when we're 60 or 70 or 80. Oh my gosh, we're that age. Just use a cane, use a walker, get a hearing aid, because really, you're 70 or 80. And then you reach that age and you're like, but I don't want to do that.
Right. And I don't want people to know that I need that.
Right.
You know, and with my dad, you know, I finally said, why don't you get a walking stick? And he's like, oh, that's a much better word than a cane.
Right.
You know, hearing aids are so much smaller now than my hearing is, you know, just sort of at that borderline point. And I think I'm going to go and do it. Certainly, it's an important thing to do because people get very isolated. And I saw that within my own family, too.
Mm-hmm. So share some wisdom with us. What have you learned? What can we do to age better than our parents?
The most important thing is don't fear it and don't think that it is necessarily a death sentence. You know, sure, we all go at the end, but you know, these days, so many people live good, productive, happy, healthy lives. So attitude's important, and negative attitude really has negative ramifications. And then when you get to specific needs, as I wrote, when you have trouble hearing, don't be vain. Go to the doctor and get a hearing aid. They're now you know, much more affordable than they were. They're much smaller. You can hook them up with your Bluetooth. Another thing is stay engaged, stay socially engaged. We often tend to become isolated, and it's so important to have that kind of interaction, and especially have interaction with people who are of a different generation. So for those of us who are like in the plus years, that means the younger years, but you know, it's really also very important for folks who are younger to engage with their elders. There's wisdom that goes back and forth. Stay moving. You know, that is one of the most basic things. And, you know, one of the things that saddened me about my dad was after he had one of his falls early on, PT, physical therapy, was suggested, and he refused to do it because it hurt. Yeah, it
well,
does hurt.
You do come from a line of some stubborn people.
I do. And then, you know, the last one I wrote about was make an effort to smile. When we smile, and this is backed up by science, other people connect with us. We lift our own spirits. We lift their spirits. So we're going back sort of to the head trip. And, you know, so much of this is a head trip. Obviously, part of it's a body trip, too.
And one of your last points was have a fall. Make sure your home is fall proof, because you did something stupid when you turned 60, right? And you caught yourself.
Yes.
Yes. Tell everybody what that was.
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. So here, you know, I've talked all about my dad and his falls and my grandfather. And then there I am. I'm trying to get a book that's on the top shelf in my study. And I get up on the desk and I'm not wearing shoes. I just have my stocking feet. I have one foot on the desk and I have one foot on the arm of the chair. And I still can't reach it. And I'm kind of like jumping up like a Jack Russell Terrier, like an idiot. And I say that at that moment, I say, I am being like my dad. I have, you know, I have a step stool in the closet down the hall. So I got down. I went and got the stool. I got the book. That that fall was averted. So it takes a little bit of consciousness to, you know, to make these steps. But we all want to live, you know, more active and engaged lives. So as I said to my father, you know, yes, it might take a little bit off right now, but you're going to have so much more. And that's what we wanted for him. And we didn't get as much. And he didn't get as much either.
Well, I hope you do. And thank you for joining us. And I would imagine you can find your book everywhere. Share the title with everyone again.
Stupid Things I Won't Do When I Get Old. And the essay is on the WashingtonPost.com site.
I'll make a pledge to follow your rules, your suggestions.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Be safe. Bye-bye.
That is Stephen Petro.